If you're like me, you love your dog, but traps, snares, and pets can be a bad combination. Here's how to avoid the problem. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Fish and Game Officer Brian Pearson has some thoughts.
We're reminding folks that fur trapping seasons are open during late fall and winter, and your pets shouldn't encounter traps. They're typically not or rarely encountered by bird hunters or hikers, but occasionally pets can be attracted to them and become trapped. People who allow their dogs to roam off-leash especially should be prepared to act quickly if something like that occurs. Most traps and snares are pretty simple in design, and they're easy to operate if you know what to do.
My thought of a trap is like the old bear trap. It snaps shut, and God only knows what happens to the dog's leg. Are they in danger of snapping a bone?
Generally speaking, no. It's very much about keeping calm and keeping your dog calm and getting them out of the traps in the appropriate way. I think the biggest risk for injury is your dog panicking or you panicking.
So stay calm and try and get your dog to stay calm. Give your dog a Valium before you even go out.
Trappers are also encouraged to post warning signs near their trap lines to inform recreationists that traps or snares are in the area. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.